The public relations officer of the Kolebu Teaching Hospital, Mustafa Salifu, says the current electricity problems being experienced at the hospital is not due to default in payment of bills. Speaking to Radio Ghana, he said the problem is with a transformer at the hospital. Mr. Salifu said ECG officials have identified the problem and are working on it.
Yes, at the moment we are having a problem with one of the switches at the substation in the hospital. So we are currently getting electric supply from the national grid and also supplying parts of the hospital on our generator set.
But can you confirm that you have suspended surgeries and other important operations due to our power cuts?
We have suspended normal surgeries. That is, non-life-threatening surgeries have been suspended. But all important surgeries that will lead to saving lives are being conducted. We had a problem with one of the switches at the substation, and then the engineers from Electricity Company of Ghana and then the hospital attempted repairing it, but they realized that it was beyond repair and then it needed replacement. At the moment, I have assigned a new switch replace the old faulty one, and the next couple of days, I guess from tomorrow, they will start the process of replacing it. And after that, we will then restore normal supply of power to the entire hospital from the national grid.
In a confirmation, the Accra West PRO of ECG, Eric Asante, said their engineers are working to solve the problem. He said the hospital is a critical sector whose importance cannot be overemphasized.
Fortunately for us, we have gotten a replacement for the switch, and hopefully we believe that by close of day tomorrow, we should be able to change the switch. The problem that they are facing currently is just one transformer which has a fault with the switches.
That was the Accra West PRO of ECG, Eric Asante.